This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Hospitals across the country have instituted computer programs in an effort to reduce mistakes in prescribing medication. Many large employers say they'll contract only with hospitals that have these programs. But a study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association finds the programs are actually causing new kinds of medical mistakes. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Thousands of prescriptions are written in hospitals every day, most of them by young doctors in training. Sociologist Robert Capel and colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine wanted to know more about what could be done to cut down on errors. The young doctors kept telling them that the CPO system, the computerized physician order entry system, itself was a cause of error and stress. Capel.
And we kept on saying, that's not possible. All the literature says that CPO reduces error and stress. And they said, you're out of your mind.
So Capel decided to examine the work habits of the residents, nurses, doctors, and pharmacists at his hospital. After intense scrutiny, he found many aspects of the new system counterproductive. For example, surgeons had to go to different display screens and attach information to order a CT scan. In some cases, doctors had to order certain medications twice. Then all of a patient's medications could not be displayed on one screen. In some cases, it took a confusing 20 screens. These problems are a waste of time, says Capel, but others can be dangerous.
The canceling of one medication and the ordering of another are separate. For instance, let's say a patient's doing better and you want to reduce his dosage from 8 times a day to 4 times a day. Well, you put in the order for 4 times a day and then you're interrupted before you get a chance to cancel the 8 times a day. So the patient is now getting that medication 12 times a day.
In other cases, the medication was put in an area of the screen that people couldn't see, and patients never got it. Often allergy information was displayed after physicians had ordered it. In all, Capel found 22 new types of medication error risks. This computer software is widely used by hospitals. Dr. Robert Weirs is a patient safety expert. He says this study's findings don't surprise him.
Highly automated computer-controlled aircraft, when they were first introduced, one of the classic things that happened there is they reduced the pilot's workload during times that were already easy, and they increased it during times that were already hard, like takeoff and landing.
Weirs says it took a decade to refine the automated aircraft. It may take that long in healthcare, too. In the meantime, he suggests smaller community hospitals hold off implementing computer systems until larger institutions with more resources do the footwork. The Veterans Administration, for example, has already made big strides in reducing medical mistakes. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.